time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And our show is brought to you by starlights.com, that's StarlightsTS.com, where they have lots of New Age things that are pretty cool, so please do check them out. And also Cancer Tutor, that's TUTOR.com, with lots of information about how to deal with various forms of cancer and what to look for, what to look out for, and all that kind of stuff. So please do check them out also. And my special guest tonight is Joey Korn, who has been on the show before. Welcome to the show, Joey.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, it's awesome. And listeners, if you haven't heard Joey before, he has a book called Dowsing a Path to Enlightenment, which is pretty cool stuff. And we got into some of the new stuff last time, and so we're going to kind of continue along those lines. But just for those who haven't heard you before, Joey, would you please go ahead and do a little bio on yourself and give your website?
Well, sure, sure. Well, if you really want to count a bio, I guess I ought to count my former life. I ran our family business, an auto parts warehouse, and ended up with several stores, too. For 16 years before I finally, excuse me a second, before I finally sold it in the last day of 92. And I had created about 4.5 years of income from the sale of it. So to give my brother and my sister and I a break to where we didn't have to start a new income. And I started that new income 1 month after the last check came in from the sale of the business in 97. Mm-hmm. And basically, I've been doing what I do now full-time since 97. And just, you know, I basically turned a hobby and a passion into a livelihood. And, you know, what better way to make a living in your life? And it started out with dowsing. And dowsing is an ancient art. It started out with how to find a place to drill a water or dig a water well, and it's grown way beyond that. And I take dowsing even well beyond what other dowsers do. And my focus is to help. I combine dowsing with prayer and blessing. I use dowsing to find energies. You know, dowsing can be used to find underground water, a place to drill a well, or lost objects, or minerals, or buried treasure, or anything like that. But also, there are what you call non-tangible targets, the energies that are affecting us, that are in our living environments, in the earth, affecting us day in and day out. And that's my focus. I focus on what I call the energies of creation. And I help people understand that the energies of our homes, our offices, and other living environments are always there supporting us day in and day out. They reflect us back to us. The more aware we are of the process, we can have ultimately take charge of it. Dowsers around the world and other what you might call space clearing practitioners believe that there are energies in the earth that serve a function in the earth, but if they happen to be in our homes, where our home was built, especially where our bed was placed, where we spend about a third of our lives, it can weaken us, they can harm us, they can cause illness and many other problems in our lives. It's called geopathic stress. That's what they're said to cause. I think the earth energies are here to help us, and they're here to support us, and they're constantly supporting us every minute of every day. But nature is non-judgmental in her support of us. So she'll support our negative stuff of life with what you might call negative energies, even though I prefer not to call it that, and our positive, joyful stuff of life, our prayers and blessings, with positive, or let's say beneficial energies. And so I help people understand that, and my real purpose is to help us all to understand more about life and to understand our own lives better and understand how to take more charge over our lives and help us understand, believe more in ourselves, help people to believe more in God, or let's say in some higher force, some creator, believe more in the power of what I call the blessing process, and ultimately also believe more in our own selves, because we really are, as many people have heard, powerful beings, powerful spiritual beings of light. And
I totally agree with you.
That's my work in a nutshell.
Yeah, and it's really interesting too, because I've received your help a couple times and through the years, and it's been really revelatory for me, because I deal with energies all the time. But there are things that I didn't know, and things I have found out since about energy lines running through my my condo. And I got to tell you, I'm noticing all kinds of changes in myself for the better once I diagnosed what was going on with those lines. And I thought, oh my God, I've been living in the worst of all possible scenarios in my place. And, you know, wondering what the heck is going on. And I've found also that, you know, I've always done dowsing ever since I was a little kid, you know, because it was a fun thing to go, you know, get a willow branch and, you know, grab that and go find where the underground water was
right.
In Northern California. So that's what we used to do for fun. And then, you know, as I've gone through years, I've been involved in this gold mine operation where they know the gold's down there. It's been assayed, but, you know, the entrances got blown shut, so they're trying to find a way down. And, excuse me, the funny thing was they called in this dowser who has some special dowsing wand, and they flew him over in a helicopter and walked him around the property and stuff, and he said, you either have the biggest oil deposit in the world or the biggest gold deposit in the world. And no, I don't own the mine. I'm just one of the people that's always been interested in it. And so I thought, okay, that's very interesting. Because as I walked through and did some dowsing, I found the same thing. Well, I didn't know about the oil. I was just looking for the gold. And so I told him exactly the same thing this professional dowser did, who finds oil for all the major oil companies and stuff. And what did they do? They dug in the opposite direction. And I said, why would you do that? And I was like, oh, my God, that is just insanity to me. You know, why would you go away from where a couple of people told you it was? So, you know, when I joined the whole thing, it was just because I wanted to be able to be on the property, because it's out in the middle of nowhere and it's quiet. And, you know, it's just kind of cool to be able to walk through the different things. And I thought, you know, I always was interested in dowsing. And what I really like about what you do, Joey, is I love that you bring the spirituality into it and you say, you know, nothing's a problem, really, you just bless it. And I just love that particular aspect. And I have used that since I read your book and since we've talked about these things. And I found that the horrendous lines that I've had to deal with, a blessing will last anywhere from you know, a couple days to about a week and a half. And it has to do with, you know, the other stuff that's on the line, too. And
right.
This is my own personal thing.
Exactly right. Not only other stuff, other people, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're in an apartment building with a bunch of very negative people, and they're doing things that are not too swift, then that's going to be translated along those lines. I know that. And I found, like, there's a water main and a transformer along one of the lines that runs through the middle of my place. That's a banker line. Then I found that on the other end, I already knew on the other end, the exact opposite, a block away, there's a cell phone tower and an EMS dispatch tower. I already knew I had electrosmog because I have meters for that. And it runs about, you know, neck level and up. And so luckily I'm short, you know, so I you know, don't run into too many problems with it. But, you know, it's just one of those things where you go, oh, my God, how screwed up has humanity made this planet? Here we have these beautiful earth lines that are meant to be the matrix upon which the material world is built. And we screw it up by putting, you know, nuclear power plants on it and dumps and, you know, toxic waste dumps and, oh, my God, just one thing after another. And I can tell you just from the stuff I've gone through in the last several years since I moved to that condo, it's been weird. It's been very, very strange and nothing that could be fixed medically. And just odd. Everybody scratches their head and goes, I don't know what's wrong with you. You know, so I'm going, well, join the crowd. You know, me too. And then when I started learning more about dowsing these lines, I went, oh, my God, this is pretty simple to fix, really. And so since I've been doing that, I've seen changes, not only in the physical body. And I'm mentioning that because I know that you know this, and you help people with this all the time. And, you know, what I want listeners to understand is this affects you physically and mentally and emotionally. And if you've got something going on that you can't figure out, nobody else can figure out, well, you know, it's time to call Joey, right?
Right.
Find out what's really going on there, because those lines, oh, my God. I mean, such a difference in my life just from discovering this and going, wow. You know, all this time, I just figured I was getting old, and most people would. You know, I'm getting old, I'm getting decrepit, you know, whatever. And, you know, or people think, oh, I'm just under too much stress at work, or, you know, the kids are driving me crazy, or, you know, any number of hundreds of different excuses.
And I think all those things can fit a lot of us.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because we don't know about these earth lines. And, you know, this new discovery that you've been working on now for a while about the shape of the tree of life around the bed, I want you to elaborate more on that, because we spend so much time in the bed. And when
right.
we get sick, where do we go? The bed.
Well, the bed is really a reflection of us. And mm-hmm. that's the whole key. These energies are reflections of us. And the more stress we have in our lives, the more anxiety we have in our lives, the more fear, anger, that kind of thing we have in our lives, the more we create energy environments. However, it's not just us individually. You know, if you go down the list of who affects the energies of our homes, we affect the energies of our homes. Others we live with affect the energies of our homes. Others who are what I call energetically imprinted in our homes, and that goes back to what I call what you mentioned earlier, what I call the bed pattern, the energies mm-hmm. around the bed, and others who you can even be affected by former occupants, and even by neighbors, and especially in an apartment building. And so the negativity in people manifests as I still don't like the term detrimental energies. Mm-hmm. So let's say the imbalances in people manifest as unbalanced energy in our living environments that's really related to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before I get to the bed pattern, I'd like to touch on something, and I forget what all we covered the last time. I think we've discussed things a couple of times. But the last time we talked, I'm not sure exactly what we covered, but you mentioned early just a few minutes ago, electrical fields, like from power, you know, from different mm-hmm. energy, you know, electrical things.
Yeah.
I have found that we really don't need to fear the energy, the electrical fields, what you might call the EMFs, electromagnetic fields, radiating from appliances in our homes. That includes cell phones. That includes microwave ovens, refrigerators, computer screens, TV screens, all that. We don't need to fear it. Yes, they do radiate out detrimental energies. But in my opinion, it's not the physical electrical radiation that affects us as much as the subtle radiation. The subtle radiation is a little it's like the subtle energy counterpart to the physical radiation. Everything in the physical world has a subtle energy or a natural counterpart. The tree of life, the energies around our bed, is our physical counterpart, the physical counterpart of the human being, which we'll get to. But the electrical fields around an appliance, the subtle field radiates out in a spiral or a vortex. And You're only affected negatively if it is out of balance or detrimental. And you're only affected if you're actually in the spiral of the vortex.
Mm-hmm.
However, what's wonderful about this, and it's a good general rule, especially for those who do a little dowsing, any energy that you find with dowsing that dowses is detrimental to us, that you can demonstrate with muscle testing is weakening to us, and many people think is dangerous to us, any of those energies, as you mentioned earlier, can be changed simply by blessing it, by asking whatever you consider the divine, some higher power, to bless the energy field and make it beneficial to us. And that will last until something else, whatever made it detrimental in the first place, will make it detrimental again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with natural energy fields, with natural energy fields in the earth, that could happen, you know, it's sort of like a regular thing. They could be made detrimental much more easily, but the electrical fields around appliances and our devices will hold the beneficial energy that you've charged them with a properly stated blessing. Now, I've got a chapter in my book, which we'll talk about soon, my book, Dowsing, A Path to Enlightenment. There's one chapter dedicated to blessing electrical fields radiating, or blessing electrical fields to improve our lives. And that chapter is available in my website online, you know, for free. They can read it, they can download it, they can print it. Whoever signs up for my mailing list, and then we'll get free access to that, as well as two other audio interviews. And it'll help them understand the difference between the physical radiation of electrical fields and the subtle radiation, and give them the blessings they can use to change those energies to be beneficial. Not only can you change them by blessing one at a time, once you gain some confidence in the process, you can bless all the electrical fields in your home, including the smart meter that governs that meters the energy coming into your home and sends the information about that wirelessly to the power company, that can even be made beneficial to us. So I really don't have a big concern about the energy fields in our homes related to electrical fields. Now, the larger devices, like cell towers, power plants, and all that, that's a different story. They will take a beneficial charge, too, but they tend to revert back. I haven't quite figured that out. I haven't quite mastered how to keep those beneficial, but I'm working on it. But anybody can demonstrate this easily for themselves, and then we'll move right on. I want to give you a quick way to do this, and then we'll move right on.
Okay.
If you take a cell phone, or in other countries they call it mobiles or mobile phones, and you take your cell phone and you put it down on a table, stand a few feet away from it, and get somebody to muscle test you. You hold your arm straight out to the side, and they push down at about the wrist, straight down, pretty firmly, and you try to resist. And they'll get a measure of your strength. It's really of your energy. Because this is really more energy testing than muscle testing, but they'll get a measure of your strength.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ask them to pick up the cell phone and put it to their ear like they're using it. And even though everybody doesn't put it to the ear, most people do. And they will test much weaker, which is evidence that an electronic appliance like this right out of the box is detrimental or weakening to us. Then if they just focus on that device, put their intent on that device, look at it in their hand, and say, "Dear God," or however you address the divine, or even if you don't like any kind of religious connotation, you could say, "I call on the powers of nature to charge this energy, this phone with the life force and the energy fields radiating from it to make it beneficial to me and to everybody else that come into the field." As a blessing, you could easily say it's very simply, "Dear God," or however you address the divine, "please bless this phone and the energy field radiating from it and make it beneficial to me and others." You put it back to your ear, you're going to muscle test strong, and very strong, stronger than you did before when you just put the phone down, because you will then be supported by the energy that you have charged the energy field radiating from the phone with. A lot of people might think that's nonsense, but I'm telling you, if they just have an open mind and try it, it works. And,
oh, yeah, you can test it. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
very easily.
If they're dowsers, they can douse it and see.
Now let's go to what you, because you asked me, but since you mentioned electrical fields, I thought I wanted to cover that first.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they can go get that free chapter from my book just by going to dowsers.com, dowsers.com, and signing up for the newsletter. And as soon as they validate, they confirm their subscription, they'll get a confirmation. As soon as they confirm it, they'll be directed to the page with that free chapter
mm-hmm.
That they can read, download, print, whatever they want to do with it.
Awesome.
Now, the electrical fields, I mean, the tree of life pattern around the bed. I started finding an energy pattern around beds that I originally thought was related to earth energies. But I started finding energies around beds in 96 that seemed to make a repeating pattern. And dowsers have focused on the energies around beds for many years. I wouldn't say for ages, but for a long time, because it's believed that these earth energies might just happen to be passing through your bed and that cause problems in our lives. And you certainly, and then a lot of people believe that you certainly don't want to sleep over the energy field of a flowing underground stream, what might be called a water vein or a water course, or especially an intersection of the two. And that can all be found with dowsing, according to many dowsers, most dowsers who do that kind of dowsing. And so I started looking for energies around beds, but it's interestingly, when I started looking for the energies around beds and really started finding this pattern, I was focused more on beneficial energies around beds. And I started finding them. And again, they made the beginning of a pattern. Like, the beginning of the pattern was one line going across the head of the bed and the foot of the bed, and two more lines making like an X over the bed from corner to corner to corner to corner.
Mm-hmm.
Then in time, I found another pair of lines going up and down the middle of the bed and across the middle of the bed. And your dowsers, your listeners can learn all about this, a lot about this in my website. But then I found when I went to some people's beds, they did. Some of the energy seemed to be out of balance, and some seemed to be in balance. And I realized that I could say a blessing for healing. I like to do things. I do all my energy work with what I call the blessing process. And I would say a blessing over the people that slept in those beds, even when they weren't in the beds. All the unbalanced energy lines in the bed, what I call the bed pattern, would come into balance. So it was obvious to me that the energies around the bed, even though they might be related to the earth, at least I thought they were at the beginning, it was obvious to me that they're imprints of our human energy patterns, because we could bless ourselves or somebody could bless us, and the energies around our beds would all come into balance. In time, I found more and more lines of energy around the beds that continued to make this this pattern, that this building pattern. The pattern really wasn't building. I was building in my awareness of it, and I found more and more elements of it. And then after 3 years of dowsing and working with this energy by blessing people that slept in the beds, blessing the beds to support the people, changing the energies, and then getting reports back from them at how it was helping them in life, physically and many other ways too, not only with their health, but with their emotional, well, you might say your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew something was happening because when I would bless the energies around the bed or and get them to bless their own energies around, bless themselves, and especially around their bed and the energies around their beds, I got many reports that things were changing in their lives for the better. And then after 3 years, I was just given this revelation. I was shown that the bed pattern that I had found most of the elements of was almost identical to the Tree of Life symbol that's talked about, that's taught about, has been taught about for ages in the ancient teachings of Kabbalah or Jewish mysticism. I'm Jewish. I didn't know much about Kabbalah. I knew it was something that I had an interest in, but every book I ever tried to read on it before this, and this was back in 96, or 96, 97, 98, every book I had read before that about Kabbalah was so complex, I just didn't get it. And when it came to me, when I was just shown inwardly through insight that the pattern I was finding was almost identical to almost all the symbols of the tree depicting the Tree of Life in the ancient teachings, then books started falling off the shelves at me almost that were easy to read, easy to understand, that explained what was happening to me or what I was finding. And now, okay, and the Kabbalah basically is just Jewish mysticism. It's an understanding of how life works, of what God is, light, energy, and that God created us and everything in the physical universe as vessels to hold God's light. And so the Kabbalah is an understanding of everything is light, and how and why God created the universe and placed us in, as I like to say, this ever-creating universe. The Tree of Life is supposed to be a pattern of energies or a pattern of lines of light, a matrix that was put in place before creation. It's supposed to be the first act of physical creation. Everything in creation is supposed to be patterned after this Tree of Life pattern or symbol, or the symbol that represents the pattern, and it's supposed to be within us, it's supposed to be around us, and it's supposed to repeat itself endlessly in the energies of creation like fractals. It's like, some of the descriptions of the ancient descriptions of the Tree of Life, it sounds like the earliest representation or description of fractals that we learn about today in modern-day quantum physics. And so I find it just like that now. It's within us. It's around us. We imprint this pattern of energies goes with us, or matrix of energies goes with us everywhere we go. And everybody's pattern or matrix looks the same if you look at the pattern it makes. What's different is there's the mix of energies carried in each pattern, and that all depends on what's going on in our lives at that moment, and what's going on with our thoughts and emotions at that moment, but especially what's going on in our lives with our own set of life experiences and understandings and issues and trials and tribulations, as well as joys and wonderful things in life. All that's held in this pattern, and we imprint this pattern as we go through life. And where we imprint the pattern, we leave like an imprint of ourselves, and then we affect the energies of that space that we leave our imprints, which might be somebody else's home, And or especially, we always imprint our patterns where we lie down on a physical structure that's raised off the floor, like a bed. So we're always imprinted around our own bed. The energies around your own bed are you. And if you sleep with somebody else, if you have a partner or a spouse that you sleep with, the two energy patterns combine and become one in the bed pattern. And then you are that much more closely tied to each other, and you affect that person, and that person affects you, and both, even when you're not in bed, because the bed pattern is a living imprint and of ourselves that we're connected to. So there's summary of the whole thing that I have found and teach and help people with directly.
Well, and I remember when I was first really dealing with a lot of psychic energy classes and things, and one of the things that they talked about is every place that you go sit down, you are receiving energies from other people, and you are leaving energies for other people. And I remember I was so shocked one day. I went to see this friend of mine who was quite a good psychic and very professional psychic, you know. And I sat down, and then we talked, and I got up to leave, and he said, "Wow, that's really interesting." I said, "What?" He said, "You just left a trap for somebody in that chair." And he said, "And I know who this person is, and they're going to come along, and they're going to sit in that chair, and then you've got them." And I'm going, "What am I going to do with them?" And he said, "It's an energy trap because we all have responsibilities for so many thousands of people." And he said, "As we become enlightened, we are supposed to bring all these thousands of people along with us. You know, we're not alone in a vacuum." And so he said, "So this is what we do. Wherever we sit or lay down, you know, we leave this energy pattern and we are connected. And so these other people are going to come along and they're going to sit there or lay down there. And then we're going to have this enlightenment process that happens." He said, "It's all very subconscious." And he said, "Most people have no idea this is going on." So as you're telling me all this, I'm thinking, "Oh, yeah, I remember this guy talking about this." Yeah.
I will make one distinction from what I find. You see, I use dowsing to detect various kinds of energies and determine what they're related to, whether they're related to us, to the earth, if they are related to earth, what kind of earth energy they are, or electrical fields from appliances, and there are other energies that I work with. But I will say that yes, we affect the energies of everywhere we go. You might say we leave an energetic cosmic trail, but we only imprint the human. We don't always imprint the human energy pattern everywhere we go. That's what makes a lasting change in the energies of space. Now, yes, you can sit somewhere and leave an. You may leave your imprint, but for the most part, you don't. You do leave some of your energy there that could affect others. But the imprint of your pattern, we teach quarterly retreats in our home. The next one's October 30th through November 4th here in Augusta, Georgia, or just outside of Augusta, Georgia. And I demonstrate to the students by the fourth day of the five-day retreat, they have learned to douse a human energy pattern around themselves. They've learned to douse it around beds, and they've learned to douse it and find it around, find the imbalances in the pattern and how to correct those imbalances. And then I demonstrate to them that after 4 days, two of them have been sitting on a couch in our living room all day for most, unless they were doing dowsing exercises or taking breaks, they were sitting in our on a couch in our living room 4 days straight. But neither of them will likely have been printed around the bed, around the couch, and we all can douse that and experience that for ourselves. I get them to lie down. See, there's a different level of just leaving a trail of energy and imprinting that pattern. And I get one of them to lie down on the couch for just 1 second and get up, and then their pattern is imprinted there. And all the imbalances in their pattern will be in that level, the couch pattern. It's still, I call it the bed pattern anyway.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And,
well, if you lay down,
those imbalances will affect the energies of that room and that home, even if they weren't in that room or that home, because there's like a living imprint of them there in the home. Mm-hmm. Now, I wondered for a couple of years, why can somebody sit in my home 4 days in a row in the same place and not imprint their pattern, but if they lie down for 1 second, they imprint their pattern, therefore, thereafter make a lasting effect of the energies of that home, positively and or negatively. And then it occurred to me one day, because I asked, when I want to really understand something, you know, who is there to ask with the stuff I do? Because it's all, it's all unique. So I ask of the universe, I ask of nature, I ask of the divine, and I'm willing to wait for the answers to come. And then one day it was just given to me. You don't want every Tom, Dick, and Harry that enters your home, every television repairman, every electrician, every plumber that comes into your home to repair something, for example, you don't want them to imprint in your home and leave their troubles there in your home to continuously affect you and your family.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me that nobody would lie down in your home ever, unless they're pretty, almost ever, unless they're pretty darn close to you. You know, they got to feel close enough to you to say, you know, to take a nap on your couch or to spend the night or whatever. And that just makes a lot of good sense to me. And it made me think when I realized that, wow, we have a pretty smart creator.
You know? Wow, you know, that brings up something else too, because I remember you telling me that there was an imprint on my couch from a guy who had a lot of troubles, didn't mean to cause any trouble, but it was causing trouble in my house.
Right, and it was affecting the energies of your home.
And I thought, you know, I've had these transient people kind of wander in and out, you know, because somebody would be, like, without a place to stay for a couple months or whatever. And, you know, I have a soft heart, so I've let people that I've known a little bit come and, you know, sleep on the couch or whatever. And I thought, oh, my God, one of my friends, who's a healer, said, "You got to stop letting people come into your house. They're messing with your energy." And I was like, "Well, you know, but I hate to turn people away when they're in need." Well, now I'm at the point where I've been messed with enough, and I'm going, "No, you can't stay here." And I don't even want people to come over to my house anymore. And you know, and I don't like used furniture, especially couches, and that's probably why.
Well, I've wondered about that, too, because energy can be put into objects or can be absorbed by objects. But I tell you, I'll tell you this, the energy pattern that I'm talking about. Now, I can bless an object, for example, it'll carry that energy, not a pattern, not my pattern, but it'll carry that energy wherever it goes for a long time. So I can purposefully put energy into an object. However, even though people imprint around couches, sofas, beds they lie down on, it's not really attached to the bed or the couch, or because you can move the couch or the massage table, for example, and the energy will not be around the table or the couch anymore. It'll be still where in time and place where the couch was. So it seems to conform to the size of the table or the couch or the bed, but it's not connected to the bed. For example, I find bed patterns and human energy patterns around places in bedrooms of empty houses that people that's on the market to sell. And these people can still be causing energy problems in the home. And I clear those patterns. And I teach people to clear those patterns. So I would suggest when you have somebody come and stay in your home, especially if they lie down, even for a short time. But again, even more especially if they spend the night. If they're having significant problems in life, you can remove that pattern. I teach people the pattern removal blessing. There are several pattern removal blessings in my book called Dowsing, A Path to Enlightenment. You can easily just say, once you're aware that they have patterns that they're leaving, you can say, "Dear God, nature, whatever you consider the divine, however you can address some higher power and feel comfortable with that, please remove so-and-so's pattern from this couch and from my home," and it'll happen immediately. You can also say, "Please bless charge my entire home with energy and remove any people's patterns, energy patterns, or connections to other people. Break those connections to any other people from outside my home that are no longer appropriate to be in my home," and it'll happen. If you have a little basic understanding and you state the blessing and you sort of envision the process, putting it in your intent.
And, well, I'll tell you what, when I get home, I'm still on the road, so when I get home, I am definitely going to do that because I have had some real wackadoodles stay at my place, you know.
Well,
and it's created a lot of problems, and I'm so disgusted with all this stuff, Joey. I'm like, you know, I've had enough problems, had enough challenges.
Right.
I'm interested.
Well, I tell you,
enough,
I sent you,
you know,
a file with those with the blessings on it, but I've sent you a lot of files. I'm going to send it to you again. It's called Working with the Energy. I call it Working with the Energies Around Your Bed and Home. It's a one-page file. You can use it to print. You can use it to remove anybody's fat patterns from your home. And then there's also a blessing for your whole home on that sheet. There's several blessings on a one-page file. You can also use it when you go to hotel rooms if you're traveling or you go and stay in somebody's, you know, guest room or something. You can use it there and to remove any people's patterns that are there inappropriately and bless the room or the home for yourself. And I'll send it to you. In fact, I'll send that to anybody who sends me an email, contacts me through my website, or just the email address is Joey, Joey, at dowsers.com. That's dowsers.com. If they email me and request it, I'll send it to them. Be glad.
Awesome.
To
thank you.
It's a work. It's one of my workshop handouts, and I also send it to people who I have remote, what I call spiritual house cleaning sessions with.
Yeah, because I mean we're all dealing with so many upset energies or energies of upset because of all the stuff that's going on in the world, and you know,
and in our lives.
Yeah, there's big changes coming, and even those of us that are pretty well protected, you know, we still have stuff happening. It's like, really? You know, enough of this crap already.
Right.
And so, like, I'm kind of on a crusade to clear everything out that I can just because I've been messed with enough, you know, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are saying, yeah, me too. And so anything we can do to clear our abode, I think, is really important. And, you know, just to be able to have the space to where, okay, you're only dealing with your own energies. And I can tell you, you know, I've had family members that said, oh, you know, we're going to come to Sedona. And I'd say, oh, I'm not going to be there. And they go, well, you know, give us the key because, you know, we're going to go sleep in your bed. And I'm like, oh, God, no.
Please don't.
Yeah, I'm like, no, absolutely not.
Well, it's okay. Listen, I don't want people to fear having friends and family and others in their home. I don't even want people to fear having people they know with big problems stay in their home or visit with them. I want them to know they can. I want everybody to know that it does affect your home or it can affect your home, and other people's energies can affect our home significantly in detrimental and harmful, what you might call harmful ways. I don't like that word either. But you can take charge of that process. and I will help your readers, your listeners, learn how to do that. Don't, you know, you want to bring, let people come into your home. You want to be friendly. You want to be kind. You want to be friends to your friends and family. You want to be there when they need you. You want them there when you need them. And but if they have problems, just remove their energies once they leave, and it makes a big difference.
Oh, I'm sure.
In fact, yeah. Valerie, I do. I have doused the energies both on-site and remotely of probably thousands of homes, uh-huh. Definitely well more than 1,000. And I would say that the worst energy problems that I find are from people, and the most common energy problems I find are from people from outside the home that who happen to be imprinted in our home. Mm-hmm. Friends, family members, other, and even maybe past occupants, depending on how long you've lived in the home. And all that can be just taken care of. And it's all natural. It's a part of life. We are connected to each other. We affect each other. And that's the way it should be, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree, because we are one.
We are one. That's the key. Yeah. We are all one. And, you know, there's an ancient teaching in different disciplines that tell you, basically, the greatest thing you can do to raise the consciousness of the planet is to raise your own consciousness. Mother Teresa told somebody came up to her and said, and I think it was somebody quite famous, I forget, said, I want to do what I can to help bring peace to the planet. What can I do? And she said, the best thing you can do to bring peace to the planet, my child, is to bring peace to your own heart and to your own life. And that's, you know, that's what it's all about, working on our own lives, bringing peace and joy and happiness into our own lives by working through the issues that we have in life. That's what it's all about. I'm more concerned about helping people with their own life issues than I am about all these other things that people are afraid of. Because we are here to live our lives, to face the struggles that we face, and to make the best decisions that we know how. But I know, we are given this amazing power of the blessing process. We can change energies within us and around us with every thought, every action, and every emotion. With our positive and joyful thoughts, actions, and emotions, with our prayers and blessings for the good for ourselves, for others, and for the planet, we bring in what you might call beneficial, balanced energies. With our fears, our anger, our stresses and strains of life, our feelings of vengefulness and of overwhelm, which I think you've been feeling a little bit lately, the way you're talking. We fill and surround ourselves with unbalanced energy, and this will douse as detrimental, and it can be demonstrated very easily with somebody who understands the energies as weakening to other people, and that can be demonstrated through muscle testing. And, you know, all the people that fear the energies of their homes, I find if they do, and there are many dowsers, hopefully some listening to the broadcast tonight, there are many dowsers and feng shui practitioners and others who find energy problems in people's homes and work to correct the problems to help the people. I find if they simply bless all the people in that home with what I call my simple blessing process, and then say the pattern removal blessing, ask the universe to remove the patterns of anybody from outside the home, the great majority of the time, all the energies in the home will come into balance. That's not counting EMF, electrical fields emanating from appliances. That takes a separate blessing. But the energies that dowsers are especially concerned about, especially what we consider to be earth energies, if you just bless the people and then remove, say a blessing to remove all imprint or connections to other people from outside the home, remove those connections, break the connections to those people so they no longer influence the energies of the home, virtually all the energies come into balance. And that's the last exercise.
Normally, like I've been telling people for years, do that in the shower. You know, and I consciously do it every time I take a shower. and I break all of those energy bonds, even the good ones, because I realize that we really need to be free, and that, you know, sometimes even, you know, the well-meaning things can cause a problem for other people.
Right. And so, what I want you to do with that shower, in that shower, rather than break the connection of your ties or what you might call your cords to other people, mm-hmm. directly to you, also know that they can be connected to your home.
Mm-hmm.
See, that is something that is really significant. And I really feel that the energies of your home are, the energies of your home are extensions and reflections of the energies within you. They're microcosms of the they're macrocosms of the microcosm of energies within you, within others you live with, and others who are imprinted in your home. And we can just take charge of all that. With understanding, and that's what I really try to convey to people, the understanding of our tie with these wonderful energies of creation.
Absolutely, and that's a good place to end. We've got about 2 minutes to go here. And, you know, I think that's quite helpful, what you've talked about tonight, and I hope that the listeners will take you up on your offer and drop you an email and ask for the blessings, because I can tell you, listeners, they're very powerful blessings. And I had a weird situation at the clinic that Joey took care of with this blessing and pattern clearing, and you know, now it feels fine in there, you know, and it was like, whew, boy, that was pretty creepy in there once the sun went down, and you know, now it's fine, you know, none of us mind being there at any hour of the night. It just doesn't bother us, and that's quite a change, and it was immediate. So if you're beset by these things and, you know, you're having weird stuff happen at your house and, you know, you seem to have a run of bad luck and stuff, you might want to drop a line to Joey at dowsers.com, that's dowsers.com, and ask for those blessings and, you know, start clearing that stuff out. And if you got a lot of problems, then contact Joey about an appointment. He does do this remotely. And, you know, it's quick, it's easy, and it's definitely worth it. You know, our homes are very, very important. We spend a lot of time there. And, you know, if you can't clear out the energies sufficiently in your home, then, yeah, it does tend to affect you. So thank you so much for being on the show, Joey. I really appreciate it, as usual.
And thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. You've got so much information that helps people, because they do get scared. They get really scared, and they want to go into superstition, you know, and all this other stuff. And usually my comment
is,
you know what? You should call Joey Korn.
Well, if you, I hope that we are able to get together when I'm in your area for the Southwest Dowsing Conference in Flagstaff. I think it's early October. And,
yeah, I'm hoping so. I'm not. I don't know. I have a conference I need to go to. That's early.
But your listeners need to know that it is in Flagstaff. If you just Google Southwest Dowsing Conference, you'll find it.
Awesome.
And learn all about it. I'll be speaking there and teaching an all-day workshop there.
Yeah, if I'm not out of town at the conference, I'll definitely be there. So that
okay.
will be, I'm hoping for that. It just kind of depends on what happens when I get back to Sedona. But, yeah, I would love to do that. And, yeah, we'll see how it goes. So anyway, okay, well, thanks so much for being on. And listeners, we have been talking with Joey Korn at dowsers.com. And please do check out his book, because it's not your normal dowsing book. And it will really, really help you. And drop him a line and ask for those blessings. Okay, thanks again, Joey, and listeners, until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.